The next patient is Mr. Melvin Porter. The last name is P-O-R-T-E-R. Number one. Mr. Porter was seen in this clinic on April the 25th of 2022 for the last time. At that time, there was evidence of a serum creatinine of 2.1 with an estimated GFR of 38. At the present time, the patient had a laboratory workup that was done on January the 20th of 2023 with a creatinine of 2.3, a BUN of 44, and an estimated GFR of 27. We don't have a urinalysis, we don't have a protein creatinine ratio. Period. He had an ultrasound in the past on June the 25th, 2021, that showed cortical thinning and hyperechogenicity in both kidneys. And he also had evidence of infrarenal aortic aneurysm that was 3.7 by 3.5. Period. The main problem is related to the fact that the blood sugar is extremely difficult to control since he had a colectomy. And somehow the ileum was anastomose in the rectal area. This patient has more than 20 bowel movements on a daily basis. And the quality of his life is significantly impaired because he cannot eat and go places because he's going to have accidents. Period. He doesn't check his blood sugar. And my feeling is that the two components for the kidney failure are the presence of uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and the variation in the hemodynamics because of the volume. He has to drink significant amounts of fluid in order to stay hydrated. Period. I suggested the patient to go back to Dr. Gujar, G-U-J-A-R, at the VA clinic and talk to her about his condition and the need to have a continuous glucose monitoring in order to change the way he eats and eliminate what triggers hyperglycemia in order to be able to maintain the kidney function. Otherwise, the patient will go on dialysis. Period. Next number, diabetes mellitus, out of control because of the above reasons. He's no longer taking SGLT2 inhibitors. He should be taking the SGLT2 inhibitors in order to have the renal protective effect and changes in the protein. And I will pursue that after I get the laboratory workup that is necessary to make the further adjustments. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a cholesterol of 179 with LDL cholesterol of 105 and HDL of 44. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm that should be reevaluated. I am going to emphasize the need to have a close follow-up with the primary care, and we will try to get all the help that we can get in order to improve the quality of his life. Paragraph, I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face and the evaluation, 30 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.